All right, get this. Today we're diving into the art of quitting.
Quitting?
Yeah, you heard that right.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Not just quitting anything, though. We're talking about quitting while you're ahead.
Now that's interesting. I'm in. What are we diving into?
The Power of Quitting.
Catchy.
It's a guide specifically for traders.
Okay, I see where this is going.
We're going to unpack how turning that dreaded Q word into like a strategic tool can actually protect your profits.
And your mindset.
Exactly, your mindset. Because let's be honest.
Trading psychology is everything.
It really is. What's fascinating about this whole approach is it kind of flips the script, you know?
How so?
Well, most trading advice out there, it's all about damage control, minimizing those losses.
Right, cut your losses short.
But this is all about winning strategy.
I like it. So it's not just about preventing losses, it's about maximizing wins.
Exactly. It's like, how do you leverage those winning streaks? It's almost counterintuitive.
It is.
Yeah.
Because usually when we're on a hot streak, we want to ride that wave.
Right. Keep pushing, see how far it goes.
But this guide is saying that knowing when to walk away, especially on a good day,
could actually be your secret weapon.
More crucial even than knowing when to jump in.
Okay, so how do we actually do that? Rewire our brains to be okay with quitting while we're ahead.
Well, the guide keeps mentioning this thing called daily risk budget, DRB for short.
DRB, got it. Is that where we start?
Absolutely. Think of your DRB like setting a budget for your trading day. It's the predetermined amount of money you're comfortable risking in a single day.
Okay, so let's say, for example.
Let's say your DRB is $500. Once you hit that limit, win or lose, you're done.
No exceptions?
No exceptions.
Wow, okay, so it's like setting a spending limit before you even walk into a casino.
Exactly.
Once you're out of cash, you're going home, no matter how tempting those slot machines look.
Precisely.
All right, I like it. Simple but effective.
And here's where it gets really interesting, especially for new traders. The guide suggests quitting even earlier, like after your first few wins, when you're just starting out your trading day.
Wait, seriously? That sounds crazy. If I'm on a hot streak, even a small one, why would I stop?
Think of it this way. You're new to trading. You're riding high on those first few wins, hitting the brakes right then, even if it feels counterintuitive.
Right.
It's like building that muscle memory for discipline.
Interesting.
You're training yourself to stick to the plan and not let those emotions dictate your actions.
Which is huge EE in trading.
Absolutely.
It's like resisting that urge to keep hitting the slot machine after you've just won a small jackpot.
It's
easier said than done, right?
It definitely takes practice, but by quitting after those initial wins, even if they're small, you're potentially avoiding bigger losses down the line.
Mm-hmm.
You're essentially training your brain to avoid chasing those highs and lows.
Right, so we're not just talking about the money here. We're talking about building that mental muscle, that discipline.
Yes.
So that when we do decide to stay in a trade a bit longer, it's a calculated decision, not just, ooh, this feels good, let's keep going.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm starting to see the logic here. So let's say we've mastered that initial hurdle. We've hit our DRB for the day, or we banked a few early wins and decided to call it a day. What's next in this Power of Quitting playbook?
Consistency is key.
Oh, here we go. Love it.
Just like having a set work schedule, the guide really stresses sticking to your regular trading hours.
Even when you're on a winning streak.
Especially then.
Ooh, this is reminding me of a time I tried to outsmart the roulette wheel in Vegas.
Oh, no.
I had this whole system and I was up big.
Dangerous territory.
But instead of walking away, I thought, just one more spin.
You pushed your luck.
You can guess how that ended. Not well.
Not well at all. And, you know, it's not just about avoiding those late night impulsive trades fueled by too much caffeine.
Though that's definitely a thing.
It is. But it's also about managing fatigue. Decision fatigue specifically.
Right. Our brains can only handle so much.
Exactly. The longer you're glued to that screen, the more susceptible you are to making emotional decisions.
Which, let's be honest,
rarely ends well in trading.
Rarely ends well in life, probably. Okay, so we've got our DRB set. We're sticking to our trading hours like it's a day job.
Good.
But then we hit a winning streak. Things are looking good. How do we fight that urge to just keep riding that wave? Is that where this whole knowing when to quit on a winner thing comes in?
Precisely.
All right, hit me.
So now, moving on to that crucial moment, when you're on a roll, you need to decide, keep trading or call it a day. The guide introduces this mental checklist.
Okay, a checklist. I like it. keeps things organized.
Exactly.
So what questions should we be asking ourselves in the heat of the moment?
First thing, not all wins are created equal.
Okay, interesting.
Before you hit that continue trading button,
yeah.
Ask yourself these three questions.
Three questions. All right, I'm ready.
First one, were my trades today relatively consistent in size?
Consistent in size, okay.
Like, if you're suddenly scoring wins twice the size of your usual trades, could be a red flag.
Right. Right. If my usual strategy is like hitting singles and doubles and suddenly I'm hitting home runs every other swing.
Something might be off.
Time to check if I'm still playing by the same rules.
Exactly. Second question. Were these winning trades aligned with my main trading strategy?
Because we all have that go-to approach, right?
We do.
We can't just abandon the game plan because we're feeling a little bolder than usual.
Right. This ties back to self-awareness, which is huge in the guide. Are these wins a result of you following your plan or going off script?
Ooh, good point.
And then finally ask yourself, were my winning trades today executed reliably or was it more of a fluke?
So not just looking at the wins themselves, but how those wins came about. Was I in the right place at the right time because of my skill, my analysis, or did I just get lucky?
It's like the difference between making a well-placed shot in basketball versus throwing a ball with your eyes closed and it magically going in.
One is repeatable, the other, not so much.
Exactly. So this checklist, it brings that self-awareness to your trading. It's encouraging you to be honest with yourself about your performance.
I like it. It's like having that little reality check before things get out of hand. Okay, but let's say we've gone through the checklist, we're feeling good, and we decide, you know what, I'm going to keep trading. Does the guide just leave us hanging at that point? Or are there strategies for actually navigating that continued success?
So let's say you decide to keep trading.
Yeah.
Guide suggests raising the bar for yourself.
Interesting. So not just continuing as usual, but actually stepping up our game a bit.
It's about capitalizing on that momentum while also managing that increased risk of staying in the game longer.
Okay, that makes sense.
The guide recommends two main strategies here: stricter entry requirements and reduced position size.
So it's like saying, all right, I'm feeling good, the market's with me, but I'm not going to get cocky.
Exactly.
Even when that winning streak makes you feel invincible, discipline is still key.
Right. So let's say your usual strategy involves entering a trade when the price hits a certain level. Now, you might wait for an even stronger signal, a level that indicates an even higher probability of success.
So we're being more selective, more discerning with our entries, not just jumping on every opportunity that comes our way.
Right. And by reducing your position size, you're basically lowering your risk exposure even as you continue trading.
It's like taking some chips off the table in poker after a winning streak.
Exactly.
You lock in some profits, but you're still leaving yourself in the game to potentially win more. Smart move. But what about those inevitable fluctuations, even when you're on a roll?
Yeah.
My stomach clenches just thinking about giving back those hard-earned gains.
This is where the guide's concept of a secondary DRB comes in.
Okay, so not just our initial daily risk budget, but like a whole other level of risk management on top of that.
Think of it like a safety net for your winnings.
Okay, a safety net. I like it.
So this secondary DRB, it comes into play after you've started having some success. Let's say you hit your initial profit goal for the day, but you're feeling good. You want to keep playing with essentially house money.
Right, like I'm already playing with profit. Let's see what I can do.
This secondary DRB sets a limit for how much of those winnings you're willing to risk back.
So we're giving ourselves permission to potentially give back a portion of our profits,
yes,
knowing that we've still locked in a good chunk.
Exactly. The guide talks about two approaches here.
Yeah.
You could have a percentage-based secondary DRB.
Okay.
Say 25% of your initial profit.
Mm-hmm.
Or a trade-limited secondary DRB where you predetermine how many more trades you're going to allow yourself to take, mm-hmm, win or lose.
So it's about staying in control rather than letting the market, you know, dictate our emotions.
Yes.
We're setting these limits in advance when we're thinking clearly, not in the heat of the moment. Love it. Okay, so we've talked about managing our risk. We've talked about recognizing those psychological traps that can sabotage our trading.
Right.
But what about the technical side of things? Because the guide also mentions using VWAP as a guide for when to quit.
It does.
VWAP as in volume weighted average price.
That's the one.
Okay. I've heard the term, but I'll be honest, I usually get a little lost in the technical weeds. Can we break that down in like simple terms?
Sure. In the simplest terms, think of VWAP like a moving average that considers both price and volume. So it's not just looking at where the price has been, but also how much buying and selling happened at those price levels.
Okay, so it's giving us a more complete picture of market sentiment, not just the price action itself.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm following. So what's interesting about VWAP in this power of quitting context?
Well, it can help you identify when you're in that flow state, when the market is really aligning with your strategy.
I'm all ears. Tell me more about this flow state and how VWAP helps us recognize it. So how does VWAP act as this like signal, this indicator for this flow state? I'm picturing like a surfer catching that perfect wave.
I like that analogy.
But instead of the ocean, it's the stock market.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's say, for example, your strategy is to buy low and sell high. Pretty standard, right?
Right.
When the market's really flowing for you, you'll often see the price kind of bouncing around within a certain range, almost like bands around the VWAP.
Okay.
It's like the price respects those VWAP levels, almost like it's being drawn back to them.
So when we see that kind of consistent price action, those clean bounces back to the VWAP, it's like a green light.
Exactly.
Market's vibing with our strategy.
It's aligning.
Aligning, yeah. And it might be worth sticking around, but the moment it breaks out of those bands, could be time to consider cashing in.
Exactly. Think of VWAP like your trusty sidekick, helping you navigate those tricky waters and telling you when it might be time to head back to shore with your bounty.
Love it. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We talked about managing our risk. We talked about recognizing those psychological traps that can totally sabotage our trading.
Yeah.
Even using those technical tools like VWAP to our advantage.
It's all connected.
It is. It is. But there's one more gem from The Power of Quitting I want to unpack here, and that is the quitting journal.
Ah, yes. The quitting journal.
I know. It sounds a little intense, maybe. But
ooh, woo-woo, maybe.
A little woo-woo, but this isn't just about tracking your trades, right?
Well, I don't know.
This is about journaling those quitting decisions.
Exactly.
And I think there's real power in this.
There is. He's
because we're not just recording, you know, our entry and exit points, our profits and losses, but
right.
It's those less tangible details.
Okay,
you know?
How you were feeling.
How was I feeling that day?
What was your thought process behind the decision?
Exactly.
Especially your reasoning for quitting.
Whether I'm winning or losing. Because it's like journaling in general, right? Yeah. It helps us connect the dots in our own experiences.
Precisely. Think of it like creating your own personalized trading manual.
Ooh, I like that.
Based on your unique experiences and your own tendencies.
So we start to notice those patterns.
Right. Maybe you make impulsive decisions when you're tired or...
Oh, 100%.
You get a little greedy after a winning streak.
Yep.
The guide really emphasizes this, capturing both the quantitative and the qualitative.
Both sides of the coin.
Write down those things that seem insignificant. How were you feeling that day? What was the overall market sentiment? Why did you decide to quit when you did?
We're like detectives here.
You are.
Piecing together a puzzle.
Exactly.
Trying to understand not just what happened in the market, but what was happening inside our own heads at that moment.
Yes. And the more data points we collect in our quitting journal, the clearer that picture becomes. Over time, it can even help refine your intuition.
So we can start to make those tough quitting decisions.
More instinctively.
It's like we're building our trading sixth sense here.
Exactly.
Exactly. Oh, so we've got our journal, we're deep in our feelings, we're analyzing our every move.
Right.
But there's just one final point from The Power of Quitting that I have to admit feels a little counterintuitive to me.
What's that?
No demo trading after a live trading session.
Yes.
So we're done for the day. We've had our wins, maybe even hit our DRB. And
right.
It's so tempting to just switch over to that demo account and keep playing.
Right, because it's like, it's just play money, no harm, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So why is that a bad idea?
It comes down to the emotional weight behind our decisions.
Okay.
When we're trading with real money.
Yeah.
There's that inherent risk. You have skin in the game.
It keeps us grounded.
Exactly. It forces that discipline. We switch to demo trading.
Gone.
That emotional connection gone. It's like the difference between practicing your golf swing at the driving range.
Right.
Versus being out there in a tournament with everyone watching.
Oh, 100%. The pressure's off. We take bigger risks. We get a little sloppy with our strategy because, hey.
Doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter.
Wait.
It's not real money.
But the danger is you train your brain to be reckless.
Ooh, interesting.
You get used to a level of risk and reward that just doesn't translate to live trading.
So then we go back to trading live, thinking we're invincible.
Right. Bam.
Reality hits.
Reality hits.
Hard. Okay, so the lesson here is when we're done, we're done.
Walk away.
Walk away.
No.
No need to scratch that itch elsewhere. That makes a lot of sense.
It's about ending your trading day on that high note with your real account, no demo dabbling, and
right.
Let those winning trades really solidify those lessons.
I like it. I like it a lot. You know, this entire Power of Quitting deep dive has been really eye-opening. It's not about being afraid to win.
No.
But it's about recognizing that knowing when to walk away is just as crucial, if not more so, than knowing when to jump in. It's about taking control of your trading journey rather than letting the market control you.
Well said. So to our listeners out there, what's one powerful question you can ask yourself today to start mastering this skill in your trading? Let us know what you come up with. Until next time, everyone, happy trading.